The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Tuesday, the 13th of May, 2025. Just been walking the dog, about sort of half an hour ago, for an hour. I don't know why I wore jeans out. I was absolutely sweating like a dog. But my dog wasn't sweating as much as me. She went in the river and stuff. So now I come back like a thunder. The sun is gone. What the heck is going on? I rush out and get the washing in. Rock and roll lifestyle, eh? Anyway, let's have some macro news first. Employment levels slump as Reeves taxes bite. This is from City AM. And they're saying that it signs that Chancellor Rachel Reeves' £20 billion tax raid on employers has squeezed firms' profits. Really? Oh, okay. So maybe Rachel Reeves is thinking about this. She's probably thinking, oh, hang on a sec. If I increase the cost to employers, I see what happens. They employ less people or they lay off people. I see. Yeah. Oh, I get it now. Yeah. Okay. Figures released by the ONS, but these figures are a bit dodgy. They're trying to find good data. They can't seem to find it. Reveal the number of payrolled employees fell by 53,000 over the first 3 months of the year. And signs that inflation may remain sticky in the months ahead were also represented by high levels of annual pay growth, excluding bonuses, which hit 5.6% in the 3 months to March. And they're saying it could deepen challenges for interest rate setters at the Bank of England. The wage growth in the 3 months to March was slightly lower than the 5.7% penciled by Bloomberg. So total pay growth, which includes bonuses, went up to 5.5% in January and March, while unemployment edged to 4.5%. There's another thing here as well. Pension funds signed Mansion House Accord in a £50 billion boost to the UK. The UK economy could be about to receive £50 billion cash injection after Britain's biggest pension funds pledged to redirect resources into private markets in a major policy shift. The voluntary, well, let's see how many pension funds sign up to this. The voluntary non-binding agreement by the funds, dubbed the Mansion House Accord, will see increased investment in major infrastructure projects as well as greater venture capital investment into faster-growing startups in a move which the Treasury hopes will create jobs and drive economic growth. That's a big hope for them, isn't it? Under the terms of the accord, signatories have agreed to allocate at least 10% of all defined contribution funds into private markets by 2030, of which 5% will go into UK private markets. What? Doesn't make any sense, that. Let's look at the markets. It's a close of play today. And let's go through some of what's happening here. FTSE 100, it's flat. Well, 0.01% down. So it is flat. 8604. FTSE 250, it's up 6 cents of 1%, 20,755. FTSE small cap, it's pretty much flat, 6813. And the AIM all share, yeah, it's up. It's up 0.17%. So that is now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 days in the balance. And even before that first day, there was one down day, then two up days. So we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 trading days. Only two have been down. Now, you got 748 is where the bull market starts. We're at 730. So that's 20% up from the low, of course. And we're at... move that away. At the moment, it's up 17.13% from the low. So not far off a technical bull market, of course. So it's above the 200-day moving average, which is a positive sign. Let's look at commodities. Brent crude, $66.14, up 1.5%. Copper, up 2% a day. Ooh, nice little rally from copper. To the ton, that's 10,396. Still midway between the start of the year, top and low, high and low of the year. Gold, it's bouncing a little bit here. Maybe some support at around about, 3,200. We're now at 3,250, up 0.7%. Government bonds, 2-year yield is at 3.98, down 0.75%. And 10-year is at 4.61, up 0.4%. A pound will buy you €1.18. It'll buy you $1.32. Okay, let's look at some micro news from the microcap database on my website, sharepickers.com. How many companies have I covered today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I've got to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I pretty much ignore. So, first and foremost, of course, these are commercial companies sub 100 million enterprise value. Of course, that's market cap with debt added and cash taken away. And I focus on these because these are where 60% of the biggest winners come from over the midterm. So it's a rich pool. You know, you don't know where to fish. No point throwing you changing direction all the time. That's the trouble, you see. There's so many stocks in the market. You have option paralysis. So you're better off focusing on an area of the market you know will produce very good winners. And they've got to have, growth in revenue and profit. And they're going to be profitable. This is where the winners come from. And so that's what I'm looking at. And also good value, of course. So first and foremost, Active Ops. AOM is ticker. They are an 85 million market cap, 74 million enterprise value. So 11.3 million cash. And the news they announced today was customer expansion. They got an additional 1 million in SaaS annual recurring revenue, or software as a service, and circa 1.5 million in training and implementation services contracted. So, thoughts on this company? The trading update for 2025 was an improvement on 24, with top line growing by 13.5% to 30.3 million, with adjusted PBT increasing 112% to 2.1 million. Now, they are a SaaS business. So they have a high-level recurring revenue, which, of course, investors like because there's visibility there. They don't have to keep winning new contracts all the time. If they do win new contracts, the recurring, they just top up the old ones. About 90%, apparently, of their revenues is recurring. Trouble is with SaaS companies sometimes, they can be overvalued due to this, or highly valued, I should say. So they've got a strong balance sheet, year-end cash of 20.6 million, no debt. However, the broker does sort of, give them a valuation on an EV sales, which I'm not a fan of. And they go for a 1.3 times calendar year 25 EV sales. But if you look at a PE level, and that's what I look at pretty much, it's not cheap. Forecast PE is about 55 for 25, dropping to about 46 for 26. So I do like the cash. I like the fact they're growing a bit. I like the fact they're recurring revenue. What I don't like is the valuation. And high valuation is a risk. It has rallied strongly recently. So for me, it's not an option. It's just too highly valued. Next, Anglin Direct. leading omni-channel specialist fish and tackle retail in the UK. Of course, we know what they are. They've got a market cap of 29 million. Enterprise value, 17.3. So they've got a decent amount of cash for 12.6 million of net cash, no debt. Now, revenue for the year went up 12% to 91.3 versus 81.6 million. Profit for tax also grew 29% from 1.5 to 2 million, pretty much. But free cash flow did go down by 128% from 3.5 to minus a million, pretty much. It's a lot of that is due to buybacks and investment in new stores. But yes, I mean, these were an improvement as far as I can see. Like I said, the figures are there. A strong balance sheet. Forecasts of 2026 show mid-single-digit growth for revenue, but the PBT slowing to just 2% growth. Of course, it is a retailer, so very low margin. There are forecast PE of 20, but stripping out cash reduces to about 12, so not expensive. A close above 42 seems to be bit of resistance on the chart. But you got to bear in mind, strong balance sheet, seem to be improving, but margins are quite low, okay? And growth next year on a profitable level for tax is not that compelling. But nevertheless, they're not expensive. CapEx. Design win with multinational conglomerate. These are a nanocap, 8.3 million, 7.4 million enterprise value. That's just deal with, what is it? A major Asian-based multinational conglomerate and provider of advanced audio systems. It's going to go in the headphones. They do... They design and manufacture thin, flat supercapacitors, energy management systems, and they are a serial loss maker. You would not believe. Now, considering their 8.5 million market cap, they've accumulated losses of around 62 million quid since they were listed. And I can't see it changing soon either. And I can't see why investors, are still willing to put money into this company. They started listed life, right, at around about a quid a share. They're now close to a tenth of that price. Well, they're 0.15 of a pence. So they did do a fundraise, and they keep doing fundraisers. So I can't understand why people throw money into this. But I expect this cash they've got in the moment will go the way of piles of cash they've previously raised. They describe themselves as a market leader in supercapacitors, but they're also a market leader in super underperformance. I would say avoid. How much cash they got? They raised recently, I think, they got a bit of cash, but it's not going to last long, put it that way. Waste of time. What's next? Eden Research. Mevalone approval in California. Powdery mildew. Now, the brokers have a ridiculous target on this. About 20 pence. And this is about 3 pence a share. In fact, it's risen today. But this news today, the share price, let me just see where it rose. The share price rose by 21%. This is a, what's the market cap here? It is a 14 million market cap. They've got a bit of cash, 3.6. But the company states that this approval... a leader in sustainable biopesticide and biocontrol technology is pleased to announce the approval of his flagship product, the fungicide Mevalone, for the control of powdery mildew in grapes in California. And they state it does not expect to change its revenue expectations in the near term. I can't say on earth brokers have a target of 20 pence. That will make the company's market capitalization around about 100 million. Now, the forecast revenue for 2025 is 5 million top line and a loss before tax of 1.8. The only positive is they have some cash. At year end, it was 3.67 million, but this dropped from 7.41 in 2023. Do you know what? I think it's overvalued at the current level, which is around about 17 million. So I'm going to say, ignore Eden. You're going to have to raise money again, judging by their cash burn. Item Group, full year results. They've got a market cap of 13 million. Did drop today, actually. Enterprise value 10, cash of 3.7. So They've got a decent amount of cash, what, a quarter of their market cap. Revenue went up 11% to 17.9 million from 16.1. They went from a pre-tax loss of a million to 175k profit, net cash of 3.8 million, free cash flow of 2.5 million versus outflow last year of 1.4 million. Now, forecasts are for a little bit of growth top line, 18.5 million, up 3%. But they're expecting to do 500,000 in pre-tax profit, which is 185% increase. By the way, 13 million of the 17 is recurring, which is about 73%. They're a software company, by the way. I didn't say that they were. iTunes was established in 1993 by its founder and current CEO, Ali Attar, and focused exclusively on digital technology. iTunes has grown both organically and through a series of acquisitions of small legacy retail software systems and associated applications. iTunes has redeveloped and created a fully integrated end-to-end omni-channel platform. So it helps retailers not only sort of engage with their customers, but to also manage stock and all that stuff. It is a tough background, but like I said, this is quite a good performance considering the area they're in, retail. Still early days, this company, but they are profitable now. They have cash. It's a bit illiquid because it's quite small. It means a couple of sales can take it down, a couple of buys can take it up. But strong balance sheet and profitability growing, I think it's worth a watch. ITIM, I-T-I-M, is ticker there, okay? PHSC Group announced a trading update. They are a market cap of 1.6 million. Do you know what? Pointless. Absolutely pointless. There's no broker coverage. It's too small to be listed. Listing costs alone will be eating up any profit they make, which are very small. And I don't think they're going to make a profit this year. So, literally, last year, they did 3.7 million top line. And they did 488K. And that's going to go down this year. So you're thinking, well, you could double that pretty much if you weren't listed. What's the point of being listed? They got cash of pre-tax profit was 300 grand. And that seems like a good year for them. So, and the thing is, it's not improving. It's going backwards. So ignore PHSC. Revolution Beauty Group. Wow. They announced a trading update today. And I think they're the biggest faller on the day. Where is it? Down 37%, pretty much. And it was a car crash, to be honest. The broker tried to put a positive spin on this. Now, if there's a definitive definition of a car crash IPO, this is it. This company listed in July 2021 at 165 a share, and now it's sub 5 pence. Regardless of how the company or brokers spin it, there's nothing positive in this trading update. They've slashed revenue guidance, and any sign of profitability has been shifted up to 2027. In the meantime, if that wasn't bad enough, the company now states cash management has been tight, and it's clear that the delivery of the strategy will benefit from more robust capital structure with additional capital to invest in the company. So not only are operations underperforming badly, but the company is struggling with cash. Net debt is now nearly twice the size of their market capitalization, and they're loss-making. That's a fatal combination. There's no amount of makeup that can disguise the fact that RevB are struggling to survive. They're either going to be, massively diluted here, or it's going to go bust or delist. Avoid. And even in 2027, they're saying that profit before tax will be 400K. So they've gone from 191 million top line for 24. They're guiding down 26% drop in that, 241. And they're going from 11.4 million pre-tax profit to 3 million. I don't know where that pre-tax profit came from. Maybe it was an accounting irregularity. And even in 26, it's dropping another 10% revenue. But they're cutting costs, obviously, because they're looking at 1.6 million of pre-tax profit loss, a loss before tax, I mean. And then 2027, finally, they grow a little bit, if they survive till then, 133 million of revenue and 400K of profit. Ignore. Absolutely nuts. It may have some pops and drops, but it's going nowhere. And lastly, Zenova specializes in the development and supply of advanced fire safety and temperature management technologies for industrial, commercial, and residential sectors. Now, they are a market cap of 480 million. What's the point? They did like 278K of revenue last year, which improved by 59%, but their loss was 2 million. And the same the previous year, they had at the half year, right, which is the most recent set of results, 31st of 5th, 24, they had cash of 37K. They just want an update on their Albanian manufacturing facility. Apparently, this facility will exceed 2 million euros in revenue within its first 12 months, and operations will grow steadily over time. I don't see where they get the money from. They said their revenue halved. Let's look at this. Yeah. In H1 of last year, their revenue halved from 108K to 53K. They used 737K from operations and had cash of 37K. They raised 250K in February, which will not last long at the current cash burn. This company will need to raise money again, or, well, the alternative is not good. Zed should not be listed and will struggle to raise enough money. If they manage to raise it at all, it'll have to be deeply discounted. However, even if they weren't listed, if they went private, I can't see anyone investing in them. They're stumping up cash for their operations. So Zed list, ignore it completely. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow. Much is appreciated.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.